Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and you can hear them on Monday night taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at 8:15, 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan. Stubb, you produced this show. You know how doom and gloom I have been all week long. That back-to-back misery Mondays took a lot out of me, turned into a terrible Tuesday. I was worried on Wednesday. I was not that excited for the game on Thursday, right? Yesterday we talked about how me and my friend were together and the fact that we're not even excited about Monday Night Football, prime time watching us get embarrassed. I'm starting to get a little optimistic today, and I'll tell you why. It wasn't hearing from Dan Quinn. It was seeing Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel on the field together practicing in full. I don't know what it was about that. And it doesn't make me think that we're going to win in Kansas City. Still don't feel like that. All right, maybe I will on Monday when we get to game day. But it makes me feel optimistic that maybe we're turning a corner on some of these injuries. That Terry McLaurin was actually very close to playing last Sunday. And Deebo Samuel was close to playing last Sunday. And if it was a playoff game, they might have both played. But here we are. They both practiced in full yesterday. They're going to practice full today right now. We'll hear from, I believe it's Joe Witt Jr. after practice today. They'll practice Saturday, day off Sunday, and then I think they're both going to be a full go on Monday. And like I said, I don't know that we're going to win the Kansas City Chiefs game on Monday because I don't think our defense will get enough stops. But if we can look good on offense and get some momentum on offense with McLaurin and Deebo catching passes from Marcus Mariota, I can start to dream about this team returning home from this dreaded two-game road trip to Dallas and Kansas City and maybe beating the Seahawks and the Detroit Lions. Because at home, we have that advantage. At home, this is the field that those guys are playing in, year out. I think McLaurin plays some of his best games at home. I'm getting optimistic that, all right, I don't feel good about the defense, but if we get healthy on offense with Marcus Mariota, I think we can score some points. I'm still struggling to find a way to get enough stops defensively to win these games, but I feel good about our offense scoring points again and getting that number back to like 27, 28 points per game where we look like a legit offense. That's what I'm kind of excited about, is that we talked all offseason about how cool it would be to have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. And it might not be with Jaden Daniels this weekend, but I think eventually it will be. And I'm hoping that we have turned the corner on these injuries. Sam Cosmi did not practice with a back injury. That's one thing to be concerned about because he was out. But Zach Ertz, rest, he'll be ready. Von Miller, rest, he'll be ready. Jerron Payne, rest, he'll be ready. Laremy Tunsil, rest, he'll be ready. We got to We got to prepare for a fight on Monday Night Football, but knowing that we're going to have our top two wide receivers gives me a little optimism and hope for the future offensively for Washington. Because I do think a big part of why Bill took a step back against the Cowboys, it wasn't just, all right, the fumbling issue has gotten to his mind, he's not seeing the field. It was the Cowboys had no respect for our weapons on the outside. Zero respect. They looked at Chris Moore and said, we don't give a bleep about you. We'll leave you open. They looked at Robbie Chosen Anderson and they said, we don't think you're good and haven't been good in 5 years, dude. We're not going to cover you. They barely guarded Jalen Lane, right? He hasn't earned that respect yet in the NFL. There was just a disrespect from the Cowboys for our receiver room, and they packed the box, and they stuffed the run, and then they blitzed our quarterback, and they took him down over and over again, and eventually hurt him, and then kept going after Marcus Mariota. But if you give us weapons on the outside that might strike some fear into an opponent, even if you don't throw it to them, I think it should help the rushing attack, and it should make the offense look much better, because we actually have some dogs on the outside. That's what I'm excited about. Might not lead to a victory, but maybe we can at least look competent on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side, I'm still struggling. Stubb, you got anything for me here? How are we going to improve defensively?
I think it is scheme changes, maybe getting some of the younger guys in there to increase speed. I think that's the big thing, is just we have been so slow, and I think we just need to take a chance on some of these younger guys, the Jordan McGee's, Kay Medranos, Johnny Newtons of the world. We just have to be faster, especially against a guy like Rashee Rice. I don't know. Is there a faster cornerback than Marshawn Lattimore in this roster? I don't think so.
Probably Mikey Sainer still, but are you going to try? I mean, it's just we're not going to see them. I really don't think we're going to see them bench Marcus Lattimore as much as I want them. Marshawn Lattimore. I just don't really see that happening because, as John Keim said, the coaching staff believes he's still the most talented guy they've got, and they're not going to give up on him. Seven games into the season, even though I feel like seven games on tape, you can see he has been a step slow, below average. But they're going to keep going back to that well. I think Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sainer still, Trey Amos' play will all improve if Washington's able to get a pass rush. Because the quarterbacks have just had too much time in the pocket to throw the ball downfield. And we've seen, because of the time, some of these gaps in the zones have just expanded, and you've been able to carve us up. And then in man-to-man, all right, if he has more than 2 or 3 seconds to throw the ball, by that time, a receiver's going to be open, or a tight end's going to be open, or a running back's going to be open. I think it starts with getting a better pass rush. I just don't know how I see that being realistic.
Yeah,
lost Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah, at the start of the season, like our top three edges essentially are just gone.
Yeah,
it's hard to bet on a pass rush. I know the Eagles did it, but I mean, you look at the Eagles players versus what we have right now, and I couldn't see a bigger gap. I think that is the solution. I just don't think we have the personnel for it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what Von Miller's got left in the tank, because I really think this is a Von Miller game here. I called for the Chargers as a Von Miller game, and he ended up playing terrific back in L.A. Can he do the same here in Kansas City, a team that he struck fear in every time he played against them when he was a member of the Denver Broncos? I mean, he was almost unguardable at that time in his career. Well, now he's 36 years old. But he does have 4 sacks this season. I don't think any of those 4 sacks have been like vintage Von Miller. One of them was a coverage sack. Another one, he got a half a sack with someone else. Another one, the quarterback kind of stepped right into him. We'll see what he brings to the table. But that's the answer right there, is the future Hall of Famer at 36 years old, getting an increase in snaps and an increase in production. And if we can get after Patrick Mahomes like we got after Justin Herbert, you can see him having some mistakes. The issue is Patrick Mahomes is better than Dak Prescott at scrambling. He's better than the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert at scrambling. He's the most difficult quarterback that we've played this season. It's not even close, because he's the best quarterback in football. And it's almost impossible to keep him down for the entire game. But we got to get off to a fast start and force maybe a 3-and-out in the first quarter and get a lead in this game and force Kansas City to be one-dimensional because they're down and they can't run the ball. That's the only way I can envision the defense having a good game, is if you make Kansas City one-dimensional. If you let them run Oh, boy, they're going to burn you in the play action. They're going to burn you in some of these rollout plays, scramble situations, because Mahomes is just so good. And Andy Reid is a football genius. The other thing I'm worried about is Steve Spagnuolo is one of my favorite defensive coordinators in the league, and that dude knows how to blitz. He knows how to send pressure. And Mariota, when he gets pressured, he makes some bad decisions. It's not just the first time he threw a pick six against the Cowboys. This is what he does when he gets pressure in his face. He tries to play hero ball. He runs around a little bit too much. And so that's what I'm worried about, is Spagnuolo's really scheming up some incredible blitzes that get after Marcus Mariota and force him into a few mistakes. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We still got an hour of the show to go, the power hour here on AWOD Radio. We'll give out the AWOD certified NFL game of the week. We'll bring on Mark Schofield to go around the National Football League, and then we'll dive into some local college teams like Virginia Tech and UVA to close out the show. You're listening to AWOD broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Not your average bowling alley. There's terrific music and entertainment on Fridays and Saturdays. The pizza's good, the wings are banging, and there's a great beer selection as well. This is the place to be in Scott's Edition for the weekend coming up here, River City Roll. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So last night was a dud of a Thursday night game on Amazon Prime. Chargers just walked all over the Vikings, and we had to watch Carson Wentz vomit all over himself and go down in pain over and over again, playing through a shoulder injury, just a thrown interception, get sacked 5 times, and only score 10 points. But we look at the Sunday slate and Monday Night Football, and we go through them all to pick the AWOD Radio NFL Certified Game of the Week.
This is AWOD's Certified Game of the Week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game! launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
All right, let's do process of elimination here, going through some of these games, Stub. Dolphins, Falcons, just no, no way. Jets, Bengals, no, not happening. Dong that one. Browns, Patriots, no, not interested. Giants, Eagles, all right, a little bit of intrigue there. I'm guaranteeing an Eagles victory after losing to the Giants 2 weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. Bills, Panthers, bounce back spot for the Bills. They win easily, not our game of the week. Bears, Ravens. Some intrigue there with Lamar Jackson returning and the 1-5 Ravens actually being picked to win over a 4-2 Chicago Bears team. 49ers, Texans, season's on the line for Houston. Mac Jones has led the 49ers to a 5-2 record. Bucks, Saints. Bucks get the win easily. Saints are one of the worst teams in football. Cowboys, Broncos. All right, now we're talking. That's a football game. Titans, Colts. Blowout win for the Colts. Sunday night, Packers, Steelers, and I think we have our answer right there. There's just too much not to like. Aaron Rodgers going up against his old team. Both teams are sitting in a really good spot right now to be a playoff team. Packers 4-1-1, Steelers top of their division at 4-2. From Heinz Field, that is now known as Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Steelers Packers is the AWOD Radio certified NFL game of the week. I mean, you're talking about two quarterbacks that like to air it out. Jordan Love has found Romeo Doubs over and over again. Aaron Rodgers has found DK Metcalf over and over again. Two defenses that have kind of been questioned this season, right? I mean, Packers add Micah Parsons. They expect to be an elite defense. They gave up 40 to the Dallas Cowboys. And then since then, still haven't been that great. They're 10th in points against, but they're just not creating the turnovers, I think, like they thought they would, and getting the sacks with Micah Parsons. And the Steelers, it's kind of an embarrassing defense for them. They're used to being an elite defense. You thought Aaron Rodgers scores 31 points, they're going to win every game. No. They get beat by the Bengals, 33-31. This is a defense here that hasn't been able to get off the field this season. You look at the Packers, have been kind of an underwhelming defense. So one of these defenses will step up, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game that will come down to the final possession, and that's why it's the AWOD Radio certified NFL game of the week.
I'm going to back that pick. Yeah, I think it is the best one. I think it's a pretty poor slate, if I'm being honest, on the entire week.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of hype here, and I think it's going to be very telling for either season who wins.
I was not going to pick Dallas at Denver. Believe me, I'm not picking Dak Prescott as the must-watch game of the week. No, thank you. But that probably is second place right there. And then I'm very interested in Ravens-Bears, but you can't pick a team that's 1-5 as your certified game of the week. All right, Lamar Jackson's a former MVP and could get back to an MVP level by the end of this season. And his return is interesting, but it's not the certified game of the week. That is it's a good enough game that I would not red zone it. I would actually watch CBS this weekend, but it's not the game of the week right there. And I actually am very excited for Giants-Eagles, but I'm not going to pick the Jalen Hurts-led offense that has been struggling to throw the ball down the field, even though they're coming off a good performance against Jackson Dart as their certified game of the week. I think you're right, Stubb. Across the board, it's a pretty lousy slate for
this
weekend.
Yeah, there's so many duds.
Yeah. Right, I mean, we didn't even really do the dud matchup, but you could pick three or four of them. I probably would say the biggest dud is Tampa Bay going to New Orleans. Tampa Bay dominates that division. They're going to win it again, and they're going to win easily in New Orleans. New Orleans is just embarrassing right now. They made Chicago look good last week, and I really don't think the Bears are all that good. That's why I am taking Baltimore. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I think it's very interesting that Aaron Glenn is like refusing to discuss quarterback one. Is he trying to give Justin Fields some confidence? Because not committing to him is not giving him any confidence. I think he wants to come out and say Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback, but Tyrod Taylor is questionable with an injury. So he's he's really in a predicament here, right? What do you do? Do you say, hey, Tyrod Taylor, who missed practice, he was limited at Friday's practice with a knee injury, is going to start Sunday? Or are you going to go with Justin Fields again? And what we're watching from Justin Fields is just, I think he's below number 32 because backups have played better than Justin Fields this year, Stubb. That's your guy. Defend him. Is he better than the 32nd quarterback in the NFL?
I got no defense anymore. He's just,
I'd probably put him at 33 right now.
He's just not showing up. He's done nothing to gain any confidence.
Yeah, there are numerous backups that are playing better than Justin Fields. I would take Marcus Mariota in a heartbeat over Justin Fields.
He has legitimate weapons, too. Like, I mean, you have Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, and Garrett Wilson. Like, you don't have nothing to work with.
Well, Wilson's out for this
weekend. I know,
but
he's been there.
So it's going to be even worse for them. That's why I think they're going to wait to just test Tyrod Taylor's knee on Sunday morning and maybe give him a go. But it's been awful for Aaron Glenn in his first season in charge in the Jets. And to let you know, yeah, that roster, it's more than just an Aaron Rodgers issue. It's more than just a Robert Saleh issue. The Jets are going to Jets at the end of the day. Pretty much my entire lifetime outside of a few good years under Rex Ryan, they've been a dumpster fire of an organization. Dumpster fire. And Joe Flacco is going to lead the Bengals to victory. And my goodness, is there going to be a lot of hype about the Bengals after that, right? Because the issue was, all right, without Joe Burrow, they can't throw the football. And Joe Flacco is not just belong in the same conversations as Joe Burrow, but one of those guys has a Super Bowl championship. All right? And Joe Flacco, with his experience in the National Football League, knows when you have weapons like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, sometimes you just chuck it up and say, screw it,
you
Jamar is down there somewhere.
Yeah. It's right? Saving Zach Taylor's job a little bit, which
it really
I don't
is.
Love.
Because their defense is still 31st in the NFL, right? Their defense is not doing anything special. But with Joe Flacco,
you just have the,
all
like,
of a sudden, I mean,
the best receiver in the NFL, maybe, or at least
well,
top
just
two.
Like, look at like the last game, like when they were starting Jake Browning, they scored 3 points against the Denver Broncos. Joe Flacco has given that offense life, and it gives them a chance to be a playoff team, which is just crazy to say. After the weeks after Joe Burrow, they looked like the worst team in football.
Yeah, because you look at that 3-point game, Jamar Chase had 8 targets.
Yeah.
Look at the Joe Flacco, he had 26. So there's a very clear answer.
Right, which is Joe just he gives the wide receivers a chance, and those two guys are making plays. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105, 1FM, we bring on the expert to go around the National Football League. Mark Schofield will join us next on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You're listening to AWOD broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Not your grandmother's bowling alley. There is live music and entertainment here on Fridays and Saturdays, a heated patio as well. Mark Schofield covers the NFL for SB Nation. He joins us next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1 FM, the most football talk in town. You can hear the 804 broadcast game of the week on 910 The Fan, Friday Night Lights, Virginia Tech, UVA, and the Washington Commanders, as well as Westwood One primetime NFL coverage and play-by-play right here on The Fan. Joining us right now to go around the National Football League on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from SB Nation, it's Mark Schofield. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? How you doing today, my friend?
Good. Let's start with the best team in football. I know there's only one team with 6 wins, but it can't possibly be the Indianapolis Colts, right?
No, I mean, while the Colts have been a tremendous story, and I do think that they've proven a lot of people wrong to this point, people thought they were probably going to fade off. They were probably going to start losing some games. It's hard to say, given who they've played, given you know what's left on the schedule, given some tests that they still have remaining, that they're the best team in football. It's hard to really say who is the best. I think you can make a case for the Eagles still being the best team in football. They seem to have perhaps righted the ship after what looked to be a rough stretch for them. There was a fear that those two losses, Denver and the Giants, was going to be the start of the wheels completely falling off. They come back with a win against Minnesota. I think there's a case that maybe they might be the best team in football. I wonder if we're going to see the best version of the Kansas City Chiefs going forward, if they've totally figured things out now that Rice is back. I know they're just sitting there at 4-3, but it looks like their run is started. And then you've got two teams in the North, the Packers, who we're going to see on Sunday night, and the Lions. Lions have looked good in recent weeks. Packers, they had a strange scenario last week where they had a big delay coming out, you know, of Green Bay to get down to Arizona. They could have fallen in that game. They go down 10 points, but they came back. They won. You know, I think those two teams might have a case for it right now. But it's really a situation, I think, where we've got a number of good teams. It's hard right now to point to a great team. There's a lot of football left to be played, but I don't think there's really, as we sit here right now, a great team in the NFL.
Best quarterback in the NFL this season. Best quarterback in the NFL in the last 10 years, you'd say the guy that Washington is going to face on Monday Night Football. But for this season so far, I got to give it to Dak Prescott, which pains me so much to say, Mark.
Yeah, and I think there's a very strong case to be made that it is Dak Prescott. When you look at the numbers he's put up, 16 touchdowns, just the 3 interceptions. You know, he's among the league leaders in adjusted net yards per attempt. He's among the league leaders, is the league leader in QBR. He's put up some massive numbers, and it's not just a scenario where, you know, they're blowing teams out and he's getting these garbage time numbers. Like, you think about the Patriots back in 07, they were blowing teams out, going forward on fourth down when they got 30-point leads and Brady was still in the game. Prescott has to put up these numbers because that defense is not good. That defense has given up, you know, the most points per game in the National Football League, last I checked. And so he has to have this level of production. So I think Prescott has a very strong case for best QB this season. You know, some other quarterbacks around the league, Daniel Jones, perhaps. Some others, I think, could make a case as well. You look at players like, you know, Drake May, although he hasn't really faced anybody. Maybe Jared Goff, maybe Jordan Love, maybe Matthew Stafford. But I think, you know, by and large, it's Dak Prescott.
Who is the biggest name on the hot seat going into this weekend? Is it the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
I don't think so, just because of the schedule. You look at next week, they have a Thursday night game against Baltimore. That's a very tight window to fire a head coach on Sunday and then play again Thursday night. I think Mike McDaniel is probably going to, after that Thursday night game next week against Baltimore. It wouldn't surprise me if the announcement comes early Friday morning, you know, that they have parted ways with Mike McDaniel. But I think the way the schedule sets up, he's probably got another 2 games in Miami because of that tight turnaround, that short week. And the thing about, you know, firing Mike McDaniel after a Thursday night game, you give the interim head coach now that sort of mini bye, an extra couple of days over the weekend to get things sorted, get things installed, get up and running, get up to speed. And so I think that probably buys him some time. Now, as far as a coach that might end up, you know, fired as a result of that, you know, I don't know. I don't know how we're really feeling about Jonathan Gannon right now in Arizona. I think he's kind of found his way to the hot seat. I don't think it's a situation where they're going to fire him. Woody Johnson kind of came out and in the process of backing Aaron Glenn back to the bus over Justin Fields, but I don't think that the Jets are going to make a change. I do think the next head coach fired is McDaniel, but I think it comes next week, not this week.
Yeah, I just wonder when the seat really heats up for first-year coach Aaron Glenn with the 0-7 New York Jets. A coach that I don't think coaches his current team next season is Pete Carroll. I think he's cashing a check. Now, I don't expect, like, Tom Brady and ownership to make a change in the middle of the season because they probably have a lot of respect for Super Bowl-winning head coach Pete Carroll and the work he did at USC. I don't see him being the head coach next year at all in Vegas.
Yeah, and I think you might be right about that. I think it might be a scenario where, you know, they go through the rest of the season, they sit down after the year ends, and Pete, they come to sort of that mutual parting of the ways, right, where Pete says, look, you know, I thought I still had the energy. I thought I still had, you know, what it takes to win in the NFL. I thought I was up for the challenge of turning this program around. It's going to be more than a 1 to 2 year process, and I'm not going to be able to see this job through. And they sort of have that mutual part of the ways. Because I'll admit, Adam, I really was excited about what the Raiders did this offseason. I was buying in on it. I was buying in on Pete Carroll. I was buying in on Geno Smith. I was buying in on Ashton Jeanne. And it just has not worked. And, it's hard to see them turning this thing around. Like I said, in 1 to 2 years, it seems like it's going to be a multi-year rebuild, because now you're thinking about starting over at the quarterback position, you know, maybe going down a new head coach road as well. And I don't think Pete Carroll wants to be patient enough, has the patience to sort of see that process through.
So this segment is the AWOD Radio Hadid Mercer head coach's hot seat. Assistant coaches, though, Joe Witt Jr. of the Washington Commanders has to be on the hot seat. He's had an awful defense this season. It was not a good defense last year. It was masked by the MVP-level performance of the Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels. Do you see Washington improving at all defensively? What is your kind of national perspective view on the train wreck that we're watching every weekend here?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a, you know, the defense has not been good. And I think there's a couple of things that you can point to. You can point to, you know, the fact that they can't really, you know, consistently stop the run. They're not getting a ton of turnovers. They're not generating the kind of pressure that you'd like. You know, there's a couple of things schematically maybe you can point to, but it's just been, it just has not been the level of success. I do think he's on the hot seat. Can it get turned around? You know, if this were, say, late September, I think, you know, maybe you've got some games ahead to sort of sort things out. You've got some time to sort of sort things out. But we're getting to basically the midpoint of the season now. You kind of are who you are at this point. You kind of, you know, this is what you're going to be. There's no real time for improvement. And you start thinking about what's coming. You obviously face the Kansas City Chiefs this week. An offense that seems to be figuring out. You get Seattle, a team that has done some things offensively, particularly with the play-action passing game with Sam Darnold. That could give you some problems. You get Detroit. You get Denver. You know, they're going to face some good offenses down the stretch. And you, of course, get the Eagles twice to end the season. And then, of course, you get Dak Prescott, you know, in that Week 17 game. And that's an offense that's going to put up numbers. So you see what they've done to date. You see what's left on the schedule. It's hard to see that all getting sorted out now that we're basically to Halloween.
Yeah, especially with your quarterback being sidelined with a hamstring injury. The ESPN headline, Chiefs and Commanders clash. Mahomes on fire. Washington in desperation mode on Monday night. That says it all right there. What would a Washington win look like? I've been saying they would have to play keep away. Old school keep away, control time of possession, like 39-21, and Mahomes just does not get an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the kind of win that makes the most sense. That's the path to a win that seems the most viable, because, you know, given everything we just talked about, I don't think it's likely that this Commanders defense is going to go out and just shut down Kansas City and pitch a shutout, or, you know, the 2025 version of a shutout in the NFL, which might be holding them to 10, 13 points. I don't think that's the likely pathway to a Washington win. It's turning Mahomes into a spectator, turning Rice and that Travis Kelce and the rest of that Kansas City offense into spectators on Monday night, working the time of possession, working the clock, long, sustained drives that finish with points, hopefully with touchdowns. Because, you know, if you have these long, sustained drives against a team like Kansas City, but you finish them with three instead of seven, you're still leaving the door open. You've got to finish those drives with touchdowns. That's the recipe. That's the path. Can they do it? That's tougher. But if they're going to win, that's the way they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I got a little bit of optimism from practice yesterday, seeing Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel full participants. And we know Marcus Mariota can lead this offense down the field for some points. But like you said, these drives to get to the red zone have to end in touchdowns. And you got to hope somehow your defense gets a crucial stop at some point in this game. But, Mark, let me ask you this. Like, where did we go wrong here? Because I'm not blaming general manager Adam Peters. That's the one person I'm not blaming for this season. Because I just think I've seen awful general managers in Washington, and we've never had this much success. 12 wins in his first season. And the expectations changed completely. But where would you say this team went wrong? I'm not blaming the general manager.
Yeah, I don't think you blame the general manager here either. I think there's a couple of things you can point to. You can point to Daniels dealing with injuries. And when you've got an offense that is built around a quarterback in Jaden Daniels and what he can do inside, outside the pocket, run game, pass game. When he's injured, when he's dealing with lower body injuries, that's going to limit what this offense looks like. That's going to limit the explosive playmaking ability of this offense. This is a league that is predicated on generated explosives on the offensive side of the ball, passes plus 20, runs plus 10. When you don't have Daniels in the lineup consistently, you're not doing that. And then on the flip side, defensively, it's about limiting the explosives. They've given up a lot of explosive boosts in the run and the pass game this year. That's not a recipe for winning football games in this generation of the National Football League. So I think that's really it more than anything else. It's not a roster construction thing. It's not, you went in for these huge, high-priced free agents and they're not panning out. So you don't pin this on the general manager. It's just the fact that explosive plays on both sides of the ball, for whatever reason it is, injuries on offense, poor execution on defense, they've given up a lot, they haven't gotten enough on offense, and that's the reason they are where they are right now.
Yeah, it's execution. The players have to make plays. That's why I've been saying it's going to be a player's game if they have a chance to win on Monday. Mark, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Adam. Have a great weekend and enjoy the games.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We are in the middle of spooky season. Halloween is next Friday, so I wanted to get to some last-minute Halloween shopping and some ideas, because my buddy who came over to watch Thursday Night Football last night, Stub, said he has not gotten a costume yet. So, very interesting. Last-minute Halloween shopping. What is going to be the go-to costume this year? What's going to be the big costume that we're going to see next weekend? Are there any Halloween parties this weekend, Stubb, or is it set up for next weekend? It's going to be interesting because Friday is Halloween, but I could see Halloween parties happening this week on Saturday because you won't have an opportunity next Saturday, and Saturday's usually the big party night.
Yeah, last year it was a Wednesday, so it went on both weekends. I think this one, there will be some people at bars in costumes, but I don't think it'll be anywhere close to a majority.
Yeah, I think this weekend, if you're out at River City Roll on Saturday night or somewhere, you will see costumes. I think you will see costumes tomorrow. So what do you think is going to be the big costume? I feel so old reading this article from USA Today. I know nothing about K-pop demon hunters.
Oh, yes.
Nor do I want to. Chicken jockey. from the Minecraft movie. The Lorax. Why is that going to be a popular
that's
costume?
That's kind of been like a meme character with my generation for like forever. I don't really think it's that funny, but
Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. These sound awful. The one that I like, Superman. I do think that Superman and Supergirl will be very popular this year with the success of that movie. But I think rather than going as Superman, which is just so obvious, how about somebody pulls off Clark Kent? That would be cool. You could really pull off the Clark Kent.
I mean, what are you wearing glasses and like a button-up?
Yeah, and like a suit, kind of like he did in the movie, you know. Like he's a journalist, right? So you kind of look like Michael Phillips, you know? You go as Super Michael.
Well, I do want to look like Michael Phillips. That's fair.
Well, speaking of Michael Phillips, I'm going to spoil his costume because he's just incredibly good at Halloween.
He's
incredibly
really
good. Yeah. Last year, he went as the Australian breakdancer, Ray Gunn. He had to remind me of her name. He knew all about her. He had the costume. He looked incredible in it. He attempted to breakdance. He was probably better than her because she was so awful. I mean, what was the whole deal with that story, Stubbs? She was like friends with the committee?
Yeah, they didn't have an actual team, and she was friends with someone. So they were like, whatever, we'll just put someone out there.
And it was like the first time that people had gotten to see professional breakdancing in the Olympics, and she made a mockery of the whole sport.
Yeah.
A mockery of it. So Michael's incredibly good at Halloween, and he has chosen a local favorite. Michael and his wife are going as a couple's costume that has been in the news in the last few weeks.
Oh.
Stub, Michael will be a Lowe's employee.
I knew it. I could have guessed this before you even said it was
and
a local
wife,
story.
Is Francine.
Of course
it's
they
unbelievable.
Are.
He's so good. He knocks
finger
it out.
On the pulse.
I mean, that guy steps up at the plate on Halloween, and he's Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's how good he is. It's home run after home run. He hits bombs. I'm not going to give out my costume until next week. It's not that good. I'm already second-guessing it. I shouldn't have gone to Spirit Halloween. I should have tried to do something creative myself. Stubb, do you have your costume already picked?
Nope.
So you are one of those, like, you are a typical Gen Zer who is a last-minute shopper, last-minute lover. You last-minute everything.
Not everything.
Do you like the adrenaline rush of looking for a costume on October 30th?
Well, I mean, I just kind of get around to it.
Yeah.
I usually, like, I go thrifting and I figure it out, and it's fun. I don't know. And usually my friends do that, too.
I'm seeing popular costume, Labubu. Labubu has taken
that
over.
That one's making me mad.
My
That's
girlfriend
stupid.
Won't stop talking about Labubu.
Really?
Then when I interviewed Von Miller in Green Bay, he had a Labubu, so I had to buy her one for her birthday. Labubus are taking over. It's incredible because they're being resold for like $90, and the things are worth like $10.
Yeah, it's this generation's Beanie Babies.
It really is. It really is. Not a big fan. But what is going to... Is Superman is the answer,
Superman's big. I think Wicked's going to be big this year.
Wicked,
getting
like
the second one.
Oh, you know what? Because when did Wicked come out?
It came out December of last year, but the sequel's coming out this year. So it's kind of...
Some coming out soon.
It came out after Halloween last year. So now it's kind of been existing in the consciousness for a while. I think you'll see a good amount of that.
With that coming out, can you go as Dorothy? Can you make Dorothy popular again?
I think she's actually gonna be in the sequel. I'm not
really.
I haven't seen the stage play, so I don't really know. Especially the second act. I saw the movie.
I tell you, I would be a damn good Tin Man.
But I think I heard the lion has been cast as Colman Domingo in the new one. So I guess Dorothy's probably gonna be in it. If the lion is, I'm not. I don't have a great file on this.
Yeah, but. We're in agreement here on the most popular costume being Superman.
I think it's Superman's year. I think that's very likely. You look at the box office, and at least, I mean, there's a lot of kid stuff that did really good.
I mean, can anybody dress up as Sinners? Can you dress up as
Sinners,
one of the characters
I meant to bring that
weapons?
Up. That's a really good... I'm looking at this list, too. On Gladys from the Weapons, I think you'll see a bit. I think Sinners cast... I mean, those are really fun costumes. I expect Weapons and Sinners to have a good amount of showing, especially because they're both horror movies, and I always forget that Halloween, some people like to lean horror more than anything
maybe
else,
Mission
obviously.
Impossible, right? Tom Cruise.
I mean, what is he wearing that?
I don't know. I don't
you get,
know.
You got to get like
think,
a climbing
like,
harness and like that kind of thing.
From this year. Can anybody dress up as Tim Robinson from Friendship? That'd be a good
one. Oh, what was the bit with his his clothes in that.
I would just dress up as the hot dog and do the bit. Has anybody seen this guy? Does anybody know who did it?
That guy's kind of dressed like a hot dog.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Superman's the answer.
I think you're going to see a lot of adults dressed Minecraft movie as well as kids.
I hope we don't see very many Fantastic Four characters because I think that's kind of lame.
Did you see that movie?
No, because I refuse to watch the third one they've done in my lifetime. The third. Maybe even the fourth.
It is the best one, and it's like a 7 out of 10. It's like fine.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. It's for free. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. We close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back, and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Stubby, where is the watch party? Where is it at? Does anybody care? You went to Virginia Tech. I'm sure you live with some Hokies alum. Is anybody going to watch Friday Night Lights from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia, as they take on Cal?
Well, it's a high school football night for me, so okay. I'll be out at Hermitage getting ready for the Highland Springs game. So will I tape the game? No. Would I have watched it if I was free? Also, probably not.
I'm tracking
Twitter to see the coaching news from Tech, and that's about as much as I care about our football team right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a Tech fan and you want Shane Beamer, you're watching South Carolina against Alabama, because I do think there's a chance. Because, like, Michael had a great point on his show. These Gamecock fans that just have unreasonable expectations for their team. Beamer's done a great job of making them relevant. And they get great 5-star and 4-star recruits. And they have a guy that was in a Heisman conversation at the beginning of the season in Lenora Sellers. He hasn't lived up to it, but I think they're crazy to fire him. But if they keep losing, they might. And then all of a sudden his interest goes from 0 to 1 million in the Virginia Tech job. But Virginia Tech, Cal, Friday Night Lights tonight. I'm locking in the game of the weekend being Virginia at North Carolina. It's one of the coolest stories in football. Tony Elliott had his back against the wall. Chandler Morris has transferred 4 times in 4 years. He's been one of the coolest stories in football at quarterback. The defense has been above average for UVA. Jamari Taylor's been a superstar at running back. Can they keep this season and the dream alive of UVA making it to the CFP? Playing in the ACC title game in Charlotte and making it to the college football playoffs stays alive if they win at North Carolina. For AWOD and Stubb, I'm Adam Epstein. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye are coming up next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.